Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in September, not sure the date, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m., and so has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, the next Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeaters meeting is September 20th. All right, I am now listing for any stations who are running portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Do we have any of those stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
KC2WI Mobile.
WIP. Any other stations, mobile, battery-powered, etc., please call now. Alrighty, Pete. Give you a chance. And where are you motoring to and from?
Well, I just went by Harvey Bridge Road, so not too far from you. Old Northwood Road on the other side. Hopefully go border skiing tomorrow with John. I'm assuming they'll be out. But who's going to park camp party? Got an email from them last week, which is pretty screwed up my plans for what I was going to do, make me kind of hustle, but can't miss that. I haven't seen him. I didn't know he was here. I guess he's been out for a few days. There used to be a place in Lake Pleasant called the Tower Restaurant, pizza place. And it was part of a small chain, I think the rest of them were all in Vermont. And then, I don't know if the chain went out of business, you know, but somebody bought it, and they called it the Fire Tower. But John was, when he was in high school, I guess, or maybe summer at college, I can't remember. He worked there, but the Tower Pizza was really a famous thing in our neck of the woods, and I found out, a big comment with somebody else, that the Oxbow Inn under the new ownership, the guy who's cooking there, the chef, is the guy who was the chef, they say the chef, but I know a bunch of people work there, at the Fire Tower, and they said, oh, the pizzas are just the same, so. I was thinking of bringing pizza over to the party, what I brought, but my parents said, oh, we went to the Oxbow, and guess who was there? They still may do that. Anyway, and then up to Malone for the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association summer picnic and meeting and tailgate fest, and I really could have put a few more things in the car if I had found them, but I had to get out and get down to to Boonville to do the 10K, so I got what I got, and that's the plan. And tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day. Sunday might not be the greatest day for the picnic, but we're in a park up there, and it's, I guess it's shelter, you know, there's shelters and all that, so it'll be all right, even if it's a little rainy. tailgate testing, but they have to bring everything in under the shelters. And we're just coming up to Route 8 here, KC2WI.
Okay, well, glad to hear you're in our neighborhood, Pete. You should stop in sometime if you have a moment. And sounds like you have a really fun day for tomorrow. I'm glad the weather's going to be good. Yep, they had a race at the Woodsman Field Days. That was probably pretty neat. So very good, Pete. Thanks for joining us. All right, this is KC2YXN. Now, control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take... I am now looking for any stations that are on EchoLink. Do we have any EchoLink stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds. Okay, so hearing the EchoLink, we'll do a check up on that later. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
At 2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
Okay, that recognizes George and John. Any other stations who would like to join the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KC2YXN. Okay, George. We have not maybe quantity, but quality this evening. And how are you doing? What's the temp up there?
Okay, then, Kathy, John, Pete, and everybody else on the net, and those listening at Dolores True Value and other places, we got a temperature of 68 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 59. Boy, it got below 60. What do you know? And high temperature today was 77, and we had sun most of the day. A few times it went in for a while, got a little darker, and then came out again. But that was fine. Now, tomorrow is supposed to be up near 90, they're saying, but we'll see if it actually does get that hot or not. Usually it won't get that hot here, so it's one reason I like it here on the mountainside. Watson, we may have no intention of ever giving up this place or moving for any reason whatsoever, unless the good Lord would put it in me that I have to, or he's going to force me to move. Otherwise, I'm here for good. And that's it, nothing much else to report, so we'll say God bless in 73s, and hope you're doing all right with that new higher-speed internet from Frontier. Of course, nothing like Time Warner, for sure. With that, God bless 73s, and 2PSM clear.
George, well, we're doing okay with it. It still cuts out quite a bit, but it is, if it's going to cut out, it cuts out a little faster. So. But thanks, George. Glad you had a good day today. It was a beautiful day. We've got 63 degrees here, and John will probably tell you a story what our neighbors are going to have to do for them to get internet. So, okay. Next up is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, good evening to George and Pete. And who else do we have checking in? I guess that's the assembled multitude. Pete's mobile, and we're here, and George is over there. Yeah, had a good day today. Nice weather. I guess it's going to be a rather toasty tomorrow. Well, a couple things. The internet cuts out, but I think it's Internet Explorer, and it does it for everybody. So our friends that are on Time Warner still have issues with it, too, and no one knows the answer. So I guess we share that across the board. But it's a lot faster. It comes up quicker now, the internet, than it did before. So not, you know, when you think how remote we are, we're lucky we're getting the 23.5 or 24 meg. So there's no complaints there. There's probably some place they have nothing. In fact, there's places up the road that they have a satellite downfeed. They don't even have a wired system up there for internet. But at some point, our neighbors are going to get internet. They have to run some new cables up the road here. And then futuristically, I guess somebody at Frontier was looking in a crystal ball, and then they're going to put up poles, and everything's going to be Wi-Fi. So then there won't be any wires in the ground or overhead or whatever. And last night we had a
couple come over and join us. We all sat around the fire ring and listened to music and fixed all the world's problems. So we did that from the early evening to the wee hours of the morning. And what else? Mark, my friend and I, he came over and, friend of mine rather, he came over and helped me, helped Kathy and I with a big tree out front. So huge. There were some pieces 30 inches in diameter, but before we got started, I went down and picked up a carbide chain down in the Barneville and put that on a saw. Of course, you know, the Woodson Field Day, there's all kinds of specials going on. So, but got the tree cut up, and we got a lot of it in his mule and got over by the splitter and had fun with that. And, boy, I'll tell you, what a project that was. The pieces were just, you couldn't even pick them up. So, we tried to pick them up, and then we'd end up making them smaller and smaller until we could get them off the ground. So, did a lot of that, and as I said, sat around the last evening. Trying to think what's going on this week, and if there's anything. The Woodsman's Field Day, we've been a couple times, and we don't probably plan on going tomorrow, but that's a great place to buy different things, special deals, always lots of toys and gizmos and gadgets up there. And they have the, I think the most expensive thing that I've seen up there was a particular piece of equipment, which was $600,000. So there you go. we'll turn it back over to Nat. Hope everyone has a great evening and a great weekend, and everyone stays cool. And we're having corn for the first time this year. WATU, back to Nat.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Yep, corn and tomatoes. Oh, boy, we have had pretty good luck with our tomatoes this year, so we're enjoying those and corn. Ah, very good. Okay, well, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Well, I had a quick comment. I was reading QST, and I found this quite interesting. If perchance you went to Brazil to go to the Olympics as a ham radio operator, if you come from any country, you can operate within the borders of Brazil, even if your home country does not have a treaty with Brazil for you to operate. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So that's a little bit of amnesty for somebody who's thinking about the ham radio operators. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time.
KC2WI. WATU with info.
All right, KC2WI, go ahead.
So the first thing I want to know is how much did WA2U spend on toys at Woodsman, and the moon is coming up, and it's behind a tree here now, but boy, you know, it's real low. It's one of those big honeymoon moon kind of things. It was really orange when it first when I first saw it. I can't see it now. I'm on Route 8 here where the trees are too close, unless you just take just the right turn. But it's pretty neat. It'd be nice to go out on the water and look at it, I think. I was going to mention that, as John says, stuff's coming up. Well, it's only about 6 weeks until the annual ARRL simulated emergency test. The first weekend in October. It's pretty wild, but if you look on the calendar, I think it's 6 weeks. And we haven't done a really one in Lewis County. I don't know what Oneida County does. They never talk to us about it here in the Boonville end of things. And I don't know, I don't have much contact with Oneida County's DC or whatever, different section, you know. But we've done, years ago, once or twice, we've done a section-wide one, and nothing says that Boonville couldn't participate. And my thought is, instead of the usual, well, we'll have a net and everybody will check in kind of thing, my goal is, I think, going to be, I'm going to have the goal, every county in northern New York, at least one person, sends one formal message to, and see if they can get that to every other county. And you do it by voice, radiogram, or preferably by digital. But I think it would be an interesting exercise, and obviously you're not going to do that in an hour. The messages would be sort of being passed and relayed and stuff for a day or two, get more people to participate. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. John and I have had some discussions about traffic and NTS and stuff like that. And that's my thoughts. Anyway, back to net. KC2WI, hopefully I'm still getting into it reasonably well here.
Well, thanks, Pete. Actually, your signal is better than it was before. It was a little choppy, but now it's much, much clearer, so just so you know that. That's great, and I'm going to pass the mic over to WA2U because I know you have commentary. Go ahead, John.
WA2U. Okay, Pete. Well, as far as the Woodsman Field Day, we didn't buy our splitter up there. We bought it in May, so the last year or something like that. But I think we bought our chainsaw up there, one of them, and chaps and helmet and, sharpeners and chains and all that kind of stuff. So, but I haven't been up there this year, and I bought the our trimmer, I guess, a month or two ago. So we've donated to the the local cause substantially. So it's everyone's happy, we're happy. And oh, by the way, the carbide chain. Carbide chain was not really that expensive. I think it was like $80 or something. And it's a 20-inch chain, a 3.8. And so that was kind of neat. I thought it was going to be a lot more. Every time you talk about carbide chains to other people, you go, oh, it's going to be expensive. And the people down there at Hudson Sports, they have the ability to sharpen it. I don't have a diamond wheel for the sharpener here, but they can take care of it. It doesn't need it that often. So, but I'm sure there'll be some really interesting deals. Now, I have Kathy's one that I give Kathy kudos for jogging my memory because she mentioned something about QST, and this is a WATU comment. I feel that the July issue of QST, the July issue, so far what I read is, in comparison, I find it a very interesting and informative magazine. So hopefully people get QST. Eclectic Technology actually talks about Kim Andrelia, who used to work for the VOA, who I've met several times. And he talks about, Pete, you'd be interested, digital forms of communication. And he mentions the frequencies that the VOA transmits on, and it gives you, anyone that has a card and they can read this, different forms of decoding digital information. And it's kind of neat, but that's in QST. There's also one that addresses...
Okay, well, thank you, John. Hope you have some good commentary this evening. I'll just do one more quick call-up before we close, see if there's any other stations who would like to join us. This is KC2YXN. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, I will read our Friday evening chuckle for the week. So here we go. A police officer was out driving, and he saw a car weaving back and forth on the highway. So he put on his siren, and he took off after her, and he noticed, he pulled up alongside the car, and in the driver's seat, there's a little old lady, and she's knitting as she drives. He can't believe what he's seeing, and he rolls down and yells to her, pull over, pull over. And she rolls down her window and yells back at him and says, "No! It's a scarf!" Okay, I'm not going to the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'd like to thank Pete, George, and John for joining us this evening. And all the Spanner listeners and other various listeners who are out there. Maybe some hams who are listening would like to check in some evening. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay cool. Enjoy this beautiful summer weather we're having. Enjoy your weekend. And just going to say 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN Clear.
KC2WIWAQ, just for a minute. Okay, Pete, I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm not hearing you. I can tell it's you. I'm not sure if you realize because we're so close to the edge, but we're in Herkimer County. I know you mentioned Oneida, but we're definitely in Herkimer County. All right. Watch out for all kinds of things on the roadways as you head north. WAT, you're clear.
KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. Currently on the 14517 station for Octon. Come now, please. This is KB2KOJ for Octon. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make one more call up here. Are there any stations with or without traffic for Octon? Stations, come now, please. Final call for Octon. Nothing else heard. KB2KOJ is clear.